time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 20% chance for rain with a high of 90. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 70. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 25-year-old Cobden resident Guillermo Palmerin was injured in an accident yesterday morning near milepost 106 on Interstate 64 in Wayne County. According to Illinois State Police, at approximately 8:24, 39-year-old Douglas, Kansas resident Christopher D. Smith was eastbound in a 2008 Peterbilt semi approaching a single-lane bridge construction zone. Smith was hauling an oversized load, and his passenger-side trailer tires and fenders struck a guardrail, causing it to become airborne. The railing landed on the other side of the construction concrete barrier and hit Palmerin, a worker, in the lower right leg. He was taken in a company vehicle to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Smith refused medical attention and was cited for improper lane usage and no proper evidence of registration. More news next.
Finding the right specialist for your orthopedic needs just got easier. Wabash General Hospital offers non-surgical and conservative treatments, including physical therapy, as well as minimally invasive surgeries like total joint replacement or tendon repair. Also spinal conditions, herniated discs, and scoliosis. Wabash General Hospital is committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Call today, 618-263-6400. That's 618-263-6400.
In other news, 24-year-old Anna resident Rodney A. Esmond was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court last week. He pleaded guilty to a Class 3 felony count of possession of methamphetamine and a Class A misdemeanor of resisting a peace officer. Esmond was sentenced to 2 years probation and time served, and ordered to pay $3,305 in fines, court costs, and restitution. Wayne County deputies arrested 22-year-old Mount Vernon resident J.C. Ensley yesterday on a Wayne County warrant for criminal damage to property. He was booked in the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $5,020 bond. Fairfield police arrested 42-year-old Fairfield resident Joseph C. Cannon on a Hamilton County warrant for retail theft. He was held in jail, pending the posting of $3,520 bond. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Rita Garman, the state's longest-serving jurist, has announced she will retire effective July 7th. She has been a judge for 48 years and had expected to seek retention to a third 10-year term in November. She released a statement this week saying it's time for someone new, however. The Constitution provides for vacancies to be filled by Supreme Court appointment, and the replacement will serve for 2 years. The seat's future going forward will be decided in the November 2024 election. The Des Moines State Fair has announced 6 grandstand acts for this coming year. Harness Racing will kick off the grandstand events on August 26th. That will be followed by Cole Swindell on the 27th, the I Love the 90s Tour on the 28th, Randy Hauser on the 29th, Jordan Davis on the 30th, Chase Rice on the 31st, and Jeff Foxworthy on September 2nd. September 3rd and 4th will see ARCA and USAC Racing respectively. The act for September 1st has not yet been announced. Tickets to all grandstand shows can be purchased beginning May 19th at 10 at the Des Moines box office and at noon via Ticketmaster. The fair runs from August 26th through September 5th. Admission is free, but parking will cost $15 at Gate 1 and $10 at all other gates. Sweltering May temperatures can be attributed to the alignment of the jet stream, according to Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks.
We've been in a kind of a northwest flow aloft from April through the first part of May, and if you look at the first several days of May, we were running anywhere from 2 to 6 degrees below normal, but things started to change over the weekend with the jet stream turning more to a west and a southwest flow, which is allowing this warmer air to move up into the Midwest and really keeping the cool air now from the northwestern plains back into the northern Rockies. Temperatures yesterday were in the 80s, and it looks like that through the end of the week now temperatures will be well above normal. That old adage of going from winter to summer in just a matter of a few days, or at least spring to summer in a matter of a few days, kind of held for this year. Rainfall, really not much happening in Illinois this week. We've had kind of variable rainfall so far this May, but certainly looks like with the warm temperatures and limited rainfall that a lot of planning is going to get done in the Midwest this week.
He says more moderate temperatures are anticipated by the weekend. The Fairfield City Council met last night. It heard a report from NRCS state conservationist Ivan Dozier and engineer Matt Robert on the Johnson Creek watershed. Dozier said the city has received funding for a feasibility report on its flooding issues. In about 4 months, the report should be ready to view, and the city can decide if it wants to continue in the Watershed Prevention Operations Program. If it does, and if the program's abilities align with the city's goals, complete funding would be available for design plans, and between 50 and 100% funding for construction. Dozier said the ideal end result would be alleviated flooding and a lake at Lakeside Park. In public comments, Kathleen Taylor from the Victorian on Main spoke on its request for a liquor license. She said it isn't trying to compete with any package stores or restaurants, but wants to be able to serve alcohol to overnight guests and people attending events on its premises. The council passed an amendment to the liquor code for the Class Q license for bed and breakfasts, with Alderman Dewey Eckleberry voting no. The ordinance also clarifies state law for boundary lines for liquor licensees and churches. Any licensee must be at least 100 feet away from a church from the business's property line to the exterior wall of the church building. The council approved meeting dates for the upcoming fiscal year, and it approved the seeking of bids for the sale of vehicles and equipment. Bidder sheets can be found at City Hall. Aldermen discussed the FOP contract in executive session for about 45 minutes, and no action was taken upon their return to open session. Several members of the Fairfield Police Department attended the meeting. In his report at last night's meeting, Fairfield Mayor Mike Dreith said city police have started marking vehicles parked for more than 2 hours on Main and Delaware streets, per a city ordinance. Residents of apartments on those streets will need to find new long-term parking spots, and the city will install new 2-hour parking signs downtown. He says he has heard of positive economic developments in the past few weeks, as one downtown merchant had 75 out-of-town retail clients in the last month. Additionally, L&E Recycling LLC will expand in the near future by tearing down older buildings around the old Southern Lumber Company and former service station on the South Highway. L&E specializes in recycling cardboard cores used at Champion Labs. The city met with the Wayne County Health Department last week to discuss electronic recycling. The department will secure space in the former recycling center south of the police station, and the city will offer the use of a forklift and operator. Electronics will be stored in the building instead of being put directly onto semi-trailers, and trailers will be ordered to ship out the cargo after the event. No date was set. The mayor says inspections at Maple Hill Cemetery have been primarily positive, even with a wet spring, and workers have been aggressive in their maintenance. Wayne City High School held its 2022 Senior Awards yesterday, where over $310,000 was announced in scholarships and awards. Ellie Dickey, the September Senior of the Month, was named Senior of the Year, and she also won the DAR Good Citizen Award and a $300 DAR Scholarship, as well as the $1,000 David Kinney Memorial Scholarship. Taj McKinney was recognized as Illinois State Scholar. Riley Irwin received 3 scholarships to Frontier Community College for a total of $3,000, and she and Lucas Noe received $1,000 NAL Scholarships for Excellence. Irwin, Nicholas Lambert, and Elizabeth Landreth won $5,000 Orland Brack and Babe Ward Vocational Scholarships. Dickey, Lambert, Ethan Thomason, Clay Reed, Chelsea Greenwalt, and Keegan Smith received Wayne City FFA Alumni Scholarships. Thomason received a Jefferson County Farm Bureau Scholarship, and he, Dickey, Lambert, and Reed received Wayne County Farm Bureau Foundation Scholarships. Reed also received the Wayne County Farm Bureau Young Leader Scholarship. A full list of award winners can be found on our headlines page. The Fairfield Public Library will hold its Read Beyond the Beaten Path summer reading program May 21st through July 8th. 1st through 8th graders may register the 21st through June 4th. 1st through 3rd graders will receive a prize after every 25 easy books read, and older grades will receive a prize after every 6 juvenile fiction and nonfiction grade level chapter books read. Prizes will be awarded to the top 10 readers as well, and all books must be checked out from the Fairfield Public Library. Skateland Roller Sport will host a skating party on July 8th from 9 to 11 a.m. with free admission and skate rental provided by Skateland. The IDPH reported 2 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne, Wabash, and Jefferson counties yesterday. Marion County added 3 cases, and Edwards, White, and Richland counties added 1. Clay County held steady, and Hamilton and Lawrence counties had their totals decrease on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 5,344 new cases and 15 additional deaths. Farmers continue to fall behind in planting, as we hear in the latest statewide weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
On average, less than 2 days were suitable for field work this past week, says crop statistician Steve Parn.
Corn planting crept forward to 15% finished, up 8 points from last Sunday. That compares to 71% 1 year ago and 58% for the five-year average. 1% of corn acres have emerged compared to 23% normally. Soybean planting advanced to 11% finished, compared to 55% 1 year ago and 30% normally. 19% of winter wheat acres are now heading. The condition of the wheat crop in Illinois declined slightly and was rated 25% very poor to poor, 30% fair, and 45% good to excellent.
Pastures are rated at 68% in good to excellent condition. Average statewide topsoil moisture came in at 1% short, 49% adequate, and 50% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
May is Foster Parent Appreciation Month. Illinois Department of Children and Family Services spokesperson Deborah Lopez says foster parents help provide a stable home to children in trouble, but more are always needed.
There are close to 21,000 youth living in foster care in the state of Illinois, and foster parents are needed for sibling groups, teenagers, Latino and African American youth, children with special medical needs, teenage mothers with their babies, and LGBTQI plus youth.
Foster parents must be at least 21 years old and can be married, single, divorced, separated, or in a civil union.
They can work full-time or part-time, go to school, or be at-home parents. Foster parents receive a range of supports, including a monthly stipend for child's basic needs and a medical card, while working with a team to reunite the child with their families.
She says becoming a foster parent is a serious commitment, and the process can take up to 6 months to complete. More information can be found on the DCFS website. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet in Mount Vernon has all your flooring needs. They have a large selection in stock and always give great service. Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet certificates are available on the Big Deal Store.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 83 degrees. Time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 32,009. That's down 151 points. The NASDAQ is dropping fast at 11,492. That's down 245.5. The current price of crude oil is $92.76 per barrel. That's up 1 penny since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 74-year-old Wayne City resident Brenda F. Klein died on Monday. Brenda Klein is survived by her husband Gary, children Jennifer Downen and Michael Klein, 3 grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Saturday at 2 at the Wayne City Church of God. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Round Prairie Cemetery. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 60-year-old Sisney resident John Walter Bratch died on April 13th. John Bratch is survived by his father John, 2 brothers, 2 nieces, 1 nephew, and several aunts and uncles. Services with military rites will be Saturday at 11 at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. 60-year-old Ellery resident Beth Ann Seals died on Saturday. Services will be Thursday at 10 at Little Prairie Christian Church. Visitation will be today from 5 to 8, and burial will be at Bethel Cemetery. Kepis Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 72-year-old Kenneth R. Abbey died on February 23rd. Services will be Thursday at 10:30 at Graceland Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home is assisting the family. 89-year-old Ellery resident Lloyd H. Waters died on Saturday. Services will be Thursday at 1 at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and interment with military rites will be in Little Prairie Cemetery. 72-year-old West Salem resident John Ellis died on December 30th. Services will be Saturday at 11 at the Albion First Baptist Church. Doors will open at 10. 89-year-old McLeansboro resident Ronald H. Magsig died on Saturday. Services will be Saturday at noon at Harry Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Antioch Cemetery. 78-year-old McLeansboro resident Carolyn Campbell died on Saturday. Services will be today at 1 at Harry Funeral Home, and burial will be in Pleasant Grove Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces. Then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Time for a Wednesday check of sports. The Fairfield Mules are your Black Diamond East Conference champions with an 8-2 victory over Flora. The Mules scored 4 runs in the first inning and never looked back. McGuire Taylor, Dylan Best, and Luke Sorked knocked in 2 RBIs apiece. McGuire Taylor had yet another stellar performance, going 5 2/3, giving up 6 hits, 2 earned runs, and 12 strikeouts. The Mules back in action today at Centralia. In other local baseball scores, Gallatin County takes care of NCOE 16-6, CORL over Sisney 4-1, West Frankfort takes care of Massac County 12-0 in 5 innings, Marion over Carbondale 2-0, the Wildcats clinch the conference title outright, Mount Vernon over Centralia 6-1, El Dorado over Gorville 5-4, Gorville takes care of Alvarado 12-1 in 5 innings, Carmel County and Carterville tied at 4 apiece, Benton over Tutopolis 11-3, Anna Jonesboro 10, Trico 4, Harrisburg 12, Richland County 0. In high school softball, Hamilton County beats Edwards County 8-0, NCOE over Gallatin County 4-0, Clay City North Clay 5, Grayville 3, Marion 8, Carbondale 2, the Wildcats clinch the conference title outright, Mount Vernon 13, Centralia 0, that one finished in 5, Mount Vernon combined for a no-hitter. Fairfield 6, Alvarado 4, Trico 4, Anna Jonesboro 1, Heron 12, DuCoin 11, Carmel County 5, Johnston City 2, Woodlawn 9, Nashville 8, Pinckneyville 11, Benton 5, CZR 11, Agape Christian 0, that one finished in 5, Galatia Thompsonville 15, Wayne City 2, Mount Carmel 10, Washington, Indiana 0, the Lady Aces now are 19-0 on the season. Tom Brady is joining the Fox Sports family after he retires in a monumental $375 million deal. The 10-year deal with Fox becomes the largest contract in sportscasting history and more than doubles both CBS's Tony Romo and ESPN's Troy Aikman in average annual salary. On top of being Fox Sports' number one game analyst, Brady will also be a company ambassador to assist in sponsorships and promotional events. In the meantime, Fox Sports will need to find a game analyst for the year and maybe a few seasons beyond while Brady is still playing in the NFL. In the NBA playoffs, the Heat take care of the 76ers 120-85. The Heat lead that series 3-2, and the Suns put a beat down on the Mavericks 110-80. The Suns lead that series 3-2. The Grizzlies are going to be without their superstar for what could be the remainder of the playoffs. Memphis guard Ja Morant has been diagnosed with a bone bruise in his right knee and is doubtful to return this postseason. Morant left Saturday's Game 3 against the Golden State Warriors after his knee was grabbed by Jordan Poole while going for a ball on a trap near half court. Memphis went 20-5 without Morant in the lineup during the regular season. Morant missed 9 straight games in March and April due to the right knee soreness. In the MLB last night, the Tigers take care of the Athletics in Game 1 6-0, but the Athletics get some revenge, beat the Tigers 4-1 in Game 2. Yankees over the Blue Jays 6-5, Astros over the Twins 5-0, Rangers 6, Royals 4, White Sox over the Guardians 4-1, the Angels take care of the Rays 12-0, the Dodgers over the Pirates 11-1, Brewers over the Reds 5-4, Mets take care of the Nationals 4-2, Padres over the Cubs 5-4, Diamondbacks 9, Marlins 3, Giants 9, Rockies 2, Red Sox over the Braves 9-4, Orioles over the Cardinals 5-3, the Mariners over the Phillies 5-4. Angels rookie pitcher Reed Detmers is the first to throw a no-hitter this season. Detmers tossed the 12th no-no in Halo's history in the 12-0 rout of the Rays in Anaheim. He allowed just one walk and struck out two in his 11th big league start. Detmers becomes just the 25th rookie to ever throw a no-hitter. Mike Trout homered twice and drove in three to lead the offense for the Angels, who have won three straight and six of their last seven overall. In the NHL playoffs, the Hurricanes over the Bruins 5-1. The Hurricanes lead that series 3-2. Maple Leafs over the Lightning 4-3. The Leafs lead that series 3-2. The Blues over the Wild 5-2. The Blues lead that series 3-2. And the Kings take care of the Oilers in overtime 5-4. The Kings lead that series 3-2. Here's the schedule for today. ECHS Baseball versus Sisney. Game time is set for 4:30. FCHS JV and Varsity are at Centralia. Game time is set for 4:30. In the NBA playoffs, the Bucks are at the Celtics. Series tied at 2 apiece. The Warriors are at the Grizzlies. The Warriors lead that series 3-1. In the MLB, the Blue Jays at the Yankees, Guardians at the White Sox, Rays at the Angels, Athletics at the Tigers, Astros at the Twins, Royals at the Rangers, Dodgers at the Pirates, Brewers at the Reds, Marlins at the Diamondbacks, Rockies at the Giants, Cubs at the Padres, Mets at the Nationals, Phillies at the Mariners, Red Sox at the Braves, and the Orioles are at the Cardinals. In the NHL playoffs, the Penguins at the Rangers, the Pens lead that series 3-1, Capitals at the Panthers, that series is tied at 2 apiece, and the Stars are at the Flames, that series is tied at 2 apiece. That is a Wednesday check of sports.
I'm Drew Pounson, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 70. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 86. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 60. Friday, sunny with a high near 85. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 63. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 83.